Long Beach is one of our busiest ports. This is a town known for tourism. It's got a nice bay back here and a beautiful skyline. I'm Hal Eisner. Welcome to Fox 11 News in Depth. We're on the Queen Mary. This amazing ship has been here since 1967. A lot of people have been on here just to take a look. Some people have stayed here as guests. There used to be a thing next door called the Spruce Goose, which was Howard Hughes' famous plane. And so it became kind of a double attraction. As we move through history, the pandemic came along. Some things changed here at the Queen Mary. And we're going to talk about the history. We're going to talk about this ship. We're going to talk about the renovation and the preservation and the effort. Renovation is the word we want to use. Preservation and?
Preservation and restoration.
Restoration. Yes. Because it's really more about, it's more about the future, right?
Absolutely. The ship has a marvelous future ahead of her. And there's a lot of work that's been put in, especially after the pandemic, and just making sure that it looks like this.
Yeah, Steve Colloca is the manager here, the managing director of the Queen Mary. And, you know, let's go back in time to 1967. This thing came along. This was an active ship before that. It became docked, and it became a tourist attraction here in Long Beach.
Definitely. It docked in 1967. And there was a lot of work put into it, so it could be that tourist attraction that it is right now. And then in 1971, it opened to the public here in Long Beach. And we're fortunate as a community, I think, to have this beautiful ship here right in our neighborhood.
Back during the pandemic, after years of being a tourist attraction and a pretty vibrant spot with Halloween haunts. And noises like that. No, it's okay. I think that's part of life here on the ship.
Oh my gosh,
I shouldn't have been used
to
that. I was just on a ship a couple of weeks ago.
I'm just glad we didn't fall like
that. No. But you know, I've never been that close to the horn.
Okay.
But after that pandemic and you had to shut this thing down, you know, tell me about that. That was a really difficult thing. And that was a hell of a sound effect.
And that's it. It won't come back until noon. Yeah.
I should say a hell of a sound effect.
Yeah.
Tell me about that pandemic situation.
During the pandemic, obviously, just like many other places, we shut down for a while. And as we shut down, I don't think the TLC probably wasn't put into it as it should have been. And there was just a lot of things that we needed to do coming out of the pandemic. So we put some work into it. Most of it was preservation, restoration, just making it look so good.
But you know, there was some third-party issues. There were some things that weren't done properly. There was talk about the city taking this over.
Yes. Yeah. So the city owns the ship, and there was a third-party operator that was in between. And that third party did leave. And the great thing about our business model right now, it's the City of Long Beach and Evolution Hospitality working together. So after the third party left, really it was just, hey, the city said, okay, we know how important this is to us. And they put us to task and we went to work and putting it together.
But then you had a chance to do sort of like version 2.0.
Oh my gosh, yeah.
So what is version 2.0 compared to what version 1.0 was?
Well, I think version 2.0 would be really making it period true, really keeping the ship intact to maybe what it was back in the 1930s and the 1940s in terms of that beautiful mystic look of the ship. So I think that's the look is the number one thing, next to safety, of course. And really just kind of creating, when you're walking into the ship, you're like, wow, this is very regal. It looks, you know, it looks fantastic. I feel like I'm walking into, you know, 1936. So,
you know, back in the day, back in the 30s, when people would get on ships, it wasn't about blue jeans and sport coats and open collars. It was really a very different period. And it was treated as a period. I don't know, for anybody who may have seen the movie Titanic, and we don't want to make comparisons to the Titanic here, but the thing is, they were very elegant.
Yes.
They were elegant, and people dressed elegantly. And we've casually, we've downgraded that to a much more casual approach for the most part. And now we start moving toward the future with a ship that is more period going backward.
More period true in terms of celebrating the period. So for instance, this Saturday night, we had a band in the observation bar and probably, I don't know, maybe like about 150 people in there. There was probably about 25, 30 people that were dressed in the 1930s, 1940s, just because they want to bring the Queen Mary to life in terms of the look. And so I think, you know, even though we're going forward, and we are going forward, I think there's so much rich history, and I love when people bring that back to the show.
Well, you know, there's something about history. Mm-hmm. I mean, when we understand our history, mm-hmm. we understand us.
Yes.
And for us to be able to move forward, it's best to understand what's in our rearview mirror.
That's exactly right. Yes.
So what are some of the newer things that are on the ship now?
So we again looked at the observation bar. Although it is that period true, there's a lot of newer furniture in there, redoing the back bar, redoing the ceiling in the observation bar, opening up, let's see, the ship model gallery. That is something that...
What is that?
That's on the promenade deck on the starboard side of the ship. And you go there, and there's just a series of ship models there. It's really gorgeous. You got the Titanic there. You have the Queen Mary, Queen Elizabeth. So you can see all these different models of the ships. And you can look inside the ship, too, and kind of see how they were built and what was where. So it's pretty interesting.
I've told you I'm a cruiser. I just did my 20th cruise. Up to Alaska, but I've been South America, Caribbean, all over the place.
Yeah.
And there's just something about being on a ship. There's something about the feeling of the ocean, the feeling of the air. Obviously we're landlocked here, mm-hmm. but it's still a ship.
It's still a ship, and we are on the water. So we are on the water. It's one of those places where we try to pay a lot of attention to the decks on the ship. So really, you could spend a good part of your day just walking the different levels of decks on the ship and seeing this beautiful city right here and the bay. So there's just so much to do. Or you can go to the engine room.
Yeah.
The engine room is open, and we open that up for the guests, and you can see how the ship ran, all the different equipment, and so forth. There's just so much to do here on the ship.
I've never had an issue with seasickness.
Mm-hmm.
But you won't have that here because we're not moving.
Right. Yeah, we're not moving. We might go up and down a little bit, but for the most part, we're not moving that much.
You know, it's just a daunting task of maintaining and preserving something as historic mm-hmm. as a Queen Mary.
Oh, yeah, it is daunting. And thank goodness we have a wonderful staff. They work hard each and every day. They're here 24/7, basically working around the clock just to make sure that it looks like this for the community, not only the community of Long Beach, but also for visitors from all over. We have visitors coming from not only all over the country, but internationally. There are people that have actually sailed as little kids here on the Queen Mary that have come to visit. So it is really breathtaking to really when you look at it and just think about the history of the ship.
Yeah, I love history. You know, I'd love to tell you that I'm your cruise director. We'll have ice carving in an hour and a captain's party tonight in the main ballroom. But I'm not going to tell you any of that. But I will tell you we'll be back right after this break with more of Fox 11 News in Depth. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fox 11 News in Depth. I'm Hal Eisner. We're on the Queen Mary here in Long Beach. It's a beautiful day. And, you know, Steve took a hike down the deck there, and I ran into Peter Carrivo over here. Peter is the CEO of the Aquarium of the Pacific, which is back there across the water by that lighthouse over there. That's quite a job you've got. You've got a background in marine biology, right?
Yes, I do. I've worked for NOAA Fisheries, and I've done conservation all over the world in marine biology.
But you came into this job was something that you may not have exactly been prepared for.
That's right. I came here straight from UCLA, and I came in the middle of COVID, actually the worst time of COVID, as everything was shutting down, and we couldn't even have guests for a while there. That meant that we had to lay off staff, but we had to keep the animals alive. So we were bleeding money, but we were so well managed financially, we were able to withstand COVID and come out strong.
How many people did you have to lay off?
Probably about 200.
Oh, that's a lot of people.
It was, you know.
How large is your staff?
Right now, we have 400 staff, 1,100 volunteers.
And so you had to let 200 people go.
Right.
You kept the staff that was able to take care of the critters inside.
Right.
And it must have been very challenging. Social distancing, masks.
Yeah, it was. You can imagine when I interviewed, it was all done virtually. And when I first showed up, even the executive team, we didn't meet in person. So everything was done virtually. It's really hard to take over a place and get to know people.
And then you lose your customer base.
Yep.
And you have to get them back in. And how did you sort of massage that thing?
Well, you know, our education team is really talented. We did a lot of virtual programming of live animals, and, you know, classrooms are having a hard time too. So just imagine all the school kids in LA and Long Beach being able to tune in and see some of our education staff interacting with an octopus or a sea otter or something like that.
Oh, I'd watch that show.
Yeah, and they did.
So you came over here. It's the 25th anniversary of this, right?
That's right. It opened in 1998.
And so how are you celebrating? What's the sort of the anniversary year celebration?
You know, the big thing is we opened a new exhibit. It's actually a redone exhibit. It's called the Southern California Gallery. Uh-huh. And the whole point was to focus on, you know, Southern California has amazing marine life. We take it for granted. But it was really to focus on what you can find right here, right around here. Yeah. So sea otters, sea lions, kelp. Abalone.
Well, you know, we just had that whole issue with the sea lions and seals coming out with the
gamoic acid, right?
Gamoic acid,
yeah.
And we've all kind of watched that kind of torturously, watching that sort of difficulty that those animals have had to deal with.
That is really tragic. It's one of the worst ones on record. You know, part of it is nutrient runoff from the rains and agriculture. Part of it is the ocean's getting hotter. You know, Florida, the ocean is 95 degrees. Can you imagine that? Going into the ocean and it's 95 degrees? We're lucky it's not that here, but it's still warm and it creates algal blooms.
How many critters are in the aquarium?
12,000. About
12,000. I never realized that.
Yeah.
And so you've got this new exhibit. You've got this 25th anniversary. And what does the future look like?
You know, the future, I think, for the aquarium is to really, people become disconnected from nature. You know, the average kid today spends 9 hours a day in front of their screens. That's outside of school. Our mission is to connect youth to nature and to get them engaged in protecting our environment. A lot of people do it by showing fancy pictures of Africa or something like that. It's just as beautiful here. So we connect them to their environment right here and get them engaged in doing something about
Understand
it.
Understand what's in your own backyard.
Right, exactly.
And so I'm sure a big subject is global warming.
Global warming is a huge subject. You know, you may feel it. It's not too bad today. In fact, Long Beach always has better weather than anybody else. I'll tell you that.
A little breeze actually right now. I feel.
But this year is for the ocean. This is the hottest year in probably 100,000 years. This summer right now will break all records. And we're to the point now where global warming is such. It's not just about the environment. It's about you. And I mean, we're older guys.
Yeah.
You know, we can overheat.
Yeah. I'm 39.
Yeah, and you know, overheating is a real stress on our physiology.
Yeah, it is.
So we're at a stage where global warming is no longer an environmental issue; it's a human survival
issue.
And
I was just reading about the Atlantic Ocean and the issues with the surface there. Have you read a little bit about that?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Well, what is that story?
Well, so the Atlantic Ocean, as I said, they have hot water as much as 95 degrees in some places. But also when the water gets warmer, it's more buoyant. It sits on top, and then you don't get any circulation from the cold water underneath it. It messes up all your fish productivity. It leads to big sargassum blooms. It kind of really screws up the whole ecosystem from so many different angles.
So let's bring that over to our coast, and what's the situation with the Pacific Ocean?
So it's a similar thing. We have really rich fisheries here. I mean, we could, you know, we have superb fisheries. We could take better advantage of them. It's a very similar thing. When the water gets warmer, the cold water doesn't mix. It doesn't bring up its nutrients. And also the warm water has killed off some of the kelp here, the kelp forest. In our Southern California gallery, we show a big kelp forest. Kills off the kelp forest, damages the kelp. We've seen killing of the sea stars. It just totally changes. It really sounds
like a very difficult situation. So as the global warming continues, as this situation continues to exacerbate itself, what's ahead?
Well, you know, in the long run, nature will take care of itself, frankly.
In
1,000 years or 10,000 years. But in the short run, in our lifetime and our children's and our grandchildren's lifetime, it'll be so disrupted that things we've taken for granted, stable food systems, recreational opportunities, disease, storms, that'll all increase and we'll have more stress and just have more things to deal with.
And all of this stuff is stuff that we learn about and talk about at the aquarium.
Yes, we do. You know, we have, you know, in that gallery we just opened, we talk about, we show lobsters, we show the kelp, we show decommissioned oil rigs, because we want to decommission these oil rigs, shut down the oil production.
Right.
We could be innovative. Decommissioned oil rigs is a great exhibit in there. It's beautiful. You cut them off at the top, and decommissioned oil rigs are the most productive and diverse artificial reefs in the world.
Well, what a great tease for why we should all go to the aquarium in the Pacific, right? To visit all these things and hear about all this stuff. Look, nice to meet you. Thanks for joining us here on the Queen Mary, and we'll have more Fox 11 News in depth right after this break. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fox 11 News in depth. I'm Hal Eisner. We're one of the, almost 300 staterooms here. We have one of the housekeepers with, it's the guy in charge, Steve Kaloka.
They're more important than me, yeah.
So tell me about this. I mean, you have these 300 staterooms, and about 200 have reopened, 100 are still being, processed.
Absolutely.
Back to restoration fitness.
Yeah, we have a total of 347 staterooms, and right now we have 200 open to our guests. So anybody, 200 rooms. It's quite,
you just
quite
recently
a
opened, mid-May.
Mid-May we opened up all of our 200 rooms, plus we opened up some restaurants, and we opened up the observation bar.
Yeah, let's talk about that. What are some of the things that are now restored, things that are new?
Oh, wow. So we have three tours. So going through the tour, actually we have four tours. So we have Steam and Steel, we have Haunted Encounters, we have Glory Days, and then we have Ship Walks Late at Night. So that takes everyone through the ship where you can actually see the engine room. You're able to see the main hall, which has retail clothing. You have the observation bar, which is just beautiful, a beautiful bar as we were in there previously. And then, of course, you have all of our beautiful meeting rooms open, too, where we have weddings, we have conferences, we have special events.
You know, ships are like that. They're great big, I hate to use the word, kind of like hotels. They are hotels, but they're moving hotels when they're not landlocked. Mm-hmm. And they're places for entertainment, for family, for getting together. And, as you start to reopen things, what do you want to say about safety? Because there are safety issues.
Right. Safety is number one. So the first and foremost, a lot of as we were closed down, we put safety as number one with a brand new generator. New boilers. We looked at all of the decks and just make sure that they were secure and that people can walk safely around the ship. And just many, many measures. And then also safety precautions. If something was to go wrong, we have plans in place to move our guests out if we needed to and our team members and our crew.
Well, one of the things I noticed about the battleship Iowa over in San Pedro are some of the planks that are on the decks are worn out and shredded and splintered, and all that's been fixed here.
Yeah, all of our engineering team is constantly doing preventative maintenance, walking through, just making sure they're secure to the floor. Again, safety is number one. We don't want anybody to trip. And there's just a lot of work being done.
And that's sure not to suggest that the battleship Iowa even has that anymore. They fixed those things. But I remember when it first came in, it was old. Mm-hmm. And as most of us know, when you get old, you end up with a little disrepair.
Uh-huh.
What is it the most important thing you want to tell people out there about the new and improved, the best ever Queen Mary?
Well, I would probably say there's so much to do here on the Queen Mary. So those traveling from afar or local, even staying at our neighbors' hotels there, there's just so much to do. So come on over to the Queen Mary. The tours are fantastic. The restaurants are great.
And the prices.
The bar. And the prices are great.
That's great. You don't want to put them out there yet.
No. Well, our tours are actually, they range from 25 to 35. The night tours are really popular. Those are 55. And we also have our 200 staterooms, too. And those usually go at great rates. And the staterooms, really support this great entertainment complex that we have here.
Steve, thanks so much. Thanks for hosting us here on the
welcome.
Queen Mary.
I
really enjoyed it being here. We'll be back with more Fox 11 News in depth right after this break. Don't go away. Welcome back to Fox 11 News in depth. I'm Hal Eisner. We've made our way up several flights of stairs to get to the Captain's Bridge. And with us right now is Captain James Sanders. And let's just show everybody a little something here. This is the steering over here. And if this were moving, that's what you'd be using to steer, correct?
That's
and then
correct.
Back behind me is this thing here called the telegraph. And tell me exactly how that works.
The telegraph actually helps to communicate with the engine room. If the captain wants to say all ahead, stop, then you will go to this position on the telegraph, and it will communicate with the telegraphs that are actually located in the engine room, and the engineers in turn will use their telegraph to go to all ahead, stop.
Now we have a very short bit of time here, but number one, since this doesn't move, you're not actually captaining this ship.
Actually, I'm the acting captain on board the Queen Mary.
Which means exactly?
That means that I am one of the faces of the Queen Mary.
And you give tours?
We give tours on board the Queen Mary.
And this is, we're talking history, the history of this bridge?
This bridge is original to the Queen Mary. This bridge is the bridge that was used to steer the ship when she was actually sailing.
You know, you look around, you kind of feel it, don't you?
You can feel it. She has life.
Yeah.
She has life, a life of
her own. And you love her.
I love her.
You told me that earlier.
I've been here for 17 years. The ship fell in love with me. I fell in love with the ship.
I got to ask you a question. It's not a silly question.
Uh-huh.
There have been a lot of ghost stories here. You've been here 17 years.
17 years I've been here.
You ever see anything that a little spooky?
To be honest with you, I've not seen it, but I have felt the presence of something.
What'd you feel?
I felt someone following behind me.
It wasn't me stalking you?
It wasn't you at that time. Not at that time.
No. But you felt something?
I have felt something following
you're not,
behind
you're not
me.
You're not kidding
no,
here?
I'm not kidding here, no.
What was that like?
No. I don't have hair on my arms, so guess what? It made the hair on my arms stand up, even though I didn't see it. But I could feel
the presence.
How
long ago was this?
This was approximately 7 years ago.
And you've never forgotten this in 7 years?
I would never forget it. I would never forget it.
What do you think it is?
There are many people who have passed away on board the Queen Mary. It is said that perhaps some of the spirits of those individuals, Hal, are here on board the Queen Mary.
I didn't feel anything.
That's up to you.
I guess it
That's
is.
That's up
isn't
to you.
I just want to ask you one more thing, because I think it's important to understand that when people come on here, there's a lot for them to do. We're completely out of time.
Yes.
But just tell them the last thing you want to say.
Come on board the Queen Mary. We want to see you back. Come on back. We're still doing a lot of historical restoration on board the ship.
All right.
The bridge is not available at this time.
Yeah, you can't come up on the bridge, but we did, Captain. Thanks so much.
Now, and it's a pleasure.
All the best, and we'll leave you with an image of Long Beach out there.
Beautiful.
It's a beautiful day in this neighborhood. Thanks for joining us. We'll see you next time. Bye-bye, everybody.